A contentious gold mining operation looking to bring a massive dredge to work the waters near Teller and Brevig Mission is unlikely to appear in Grantley Harbor this season. That's according to the Department of Natural Resources after a meeting with residents yesterday. Nome miner Hank Shimshat owns the AU Grabber, or Gold Grabber, an 80-foot-long barge dredge with an excavator arm. He submitted a permit to mine in Grantley Harbor, but Jack Karen, the natural resources manager with the Department of Natural Resources, says Shimshat's operation is big enough to require an individual permit, which would require baseline data on the harbor and a statement on any impact to wildlife. That process could take up to a year, but Karen says that work might not be necessary.
If the applicant comes in and changes his mining plan to be something that is of a scale that these issues can be addressed, then it's possible he could be issued a permit.
That's unwelcome news to residents of Teller, Brevig Mission, and Mary's Igloo, who use Grantley Harbor for subsistence. They've sent a letter to the Department of Natural Resources opposing Shimshat's operation. At yesterday's DNR meeting in Teller, many residents agree they're upset the department would allow the permit to undergo another review.
This is very disturbing, that DNR giving them a chance to review their application. First, you know, the backhoe is going to disturb our land, so what are they going to come up with? You know, suction dredges next?
Karen and two other DNR employees were in Teller to address dredging in Grantley Harbor at the invitation of Kowarik as part of its annual executive session. Residents from Brevig Mission voted over to attend. DNR's Karen says that since the state owns the subsurface rights to Grantley Harbor, miner Shimshat has a legal right to apply for a dredging permit and a right to revise it, too.
The person has a legal right to the subsurface estate, the mineral estate, and what we have is the right to ensure that how he accesses it, it's done in a reasonable manner that doesn't cause undue disruption to the local community. But he has the right to change his application to try to address the concerns raised by the community.
Jolene Oklasik is a resident of Teller. She was also at the meeting, and she says her concerns revolve around subsistence.
I don't want it to become like Nome around here, because if you see lots of dredges, you'll probably not even see any fish or any wildlife.
Teller resident Joe Garney says the waters of Nome are very different than the waters of Grantley Harbor. He says while the shallow waters of the Bering Sea are reestablished every year by winter storms, Grantley Harbor is not. That makes it harder for the harbor to withstand the impacts of dredging.
Even just the minimal equipment of suction dredges would be very destructive here. This is not necessarily self-healing waters with wave action like you have in the Bering Sea. This is old growth bottom.
Kowarik also invited Graphite One to its meeting to talk about their local mining operation, but no representatives attended.